Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today, of course, is Thursday, the 16th of January. So let's just do our quick intro. If we could start, as we always do, with our risk warning, take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. And as an introduction, then, all profitable traders need to consider, which markets to trade. That's where our trade plan session comes in. Then it's about where do we enter and exit those trades? How do we manage risk when we're in a profitable position? How do we go about managing that trade along with trade psychology? All very important features, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And sorry, we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate to levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So really, the markets, in our opinion, have overreacted in a fairly significant way. We were talking earlier about an analogy of having a bath full of inflation and thinking that, that full bath of inflation was able to just run away and, it's really come down quite considerably. And, there's real significant improvements in the inflation narrative. Now, the PPI numbers did come in slowly weaker, suddenly weaker, along with the core PPI coming in 10 basis points lower. But in terms of the headline, we've still got a spike to the upside. So going back to our bath full of inflation analogy, it's like looking at the market reaction and thinking, right, well, we've seen a significant improvement in inflation when in reality, just a cupful of inflation has been taken out of that bath. So you've still got this higher inflation dynamic. And we just think that taking out such a small amount of inflation and then reacting really significantly. And we're back to this everything rally. It's probably the best term to use. Bond yields lower. The dollar was weaker for a bit. Equities rallying quite aggressively. Commodities were rallying as also. So that was an interesting market response. Now, so the aftermath effectively is today. We've had GDP for the UK economy coming in worse than expected. So we'll have a look at the pound in just a moment with other sort of more minor, more negative data coming out of the UK yet again. And now today switches to retail sales. So there, you know, it's not such an important number. Looking at the previous, it's expected to come in a little bit stronger on the core retail sales and a little bit weaker on the headline. And we've got unemployment claims, which are quite strong as well. So nothing of any major interest tomorrow. So we've seen an improvement on the, and this is the 2-year treasury, just to give you a bit of a heads up. So this is the improvement on the risk front yesterday as well. And like we say, the market reaction seems to be a little bit more akin to, you know, seeing really significant reductions in inflation, when all that we've really seen is they've not come in as high as what was previously expected. Headline inflation in the US was at 2.4 three or four months ago, and now it's at 2.9. So it's hardly reason to celebrate just yet. And we'll have a look at repricing of rate cuts, because as a result, we've seen the expectation for the Fed to cut in September come forward slightly. So now July is an expected time period to actually cut rates, or to see a rate cut. Okay, so look, again, this is quite a sharp rollover, 10, 12 basis points, which is not insignificant. I suppose the fundamental question we ask ourselves is, where do we really go from here? Now, this is quite a good example of, you know, what happened yesterday. We saw initial kind of risk on market dynamics across the board. But this was the initial move out of the news event. So a really strong rally. As you can see, this 15-minute time frame for about half an hour or so, maybe 40 minutes. And then we started to see the next move. So again, yesterday we were talking about, this is the first move. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the right move, because our bias, and look at the, from a price perspective, if we say we're at 103, we rallied up to 103.50 and then rolled back down to 102.50. You know, that's a 150 pip round trip. So it just shows you the kind of the volatility and how all those buyers kind of got chopped up in the end, and we actually made new lows. So yeah, really quite a choppy market dynamic, I think, is just obviously plain to see. And you've seen that choppiness play out across the board as well. So let me change to this. So same up and down round trip, except the volatility in the pound was even more significant. Again, let's say 122.10 up to the 123.10, so there's a 100 pip rally in half an hour, and then procrastinated, moved sideways up at the highs, and then came back and actually made new technical lows really out below these levels. And so again, unfortunately, the volatility is great at chopping up, and it's really only because, as far as the dollar is concerned, we're still quite overweight the dollar, so we're not really surprised to see this move. This move, this selling, was actually a little bit more in our expectations than the initial buy trade. So we were able to, I suppose, from a confidence perspective, we weren't ultimately that confident to be selling the highs with aggression you know you're probably going to see another attempt to rally. And we failed to make lower highs now, so we can take our time with the trade, I guess. This is the other sort of bit of movement yesterday from the BOJ, just sort of whispering really that the Fed will cut rates, and as a result, the dollar weakened quite considerably. Same dynamic yesterday for the euro yen and the pound yen, with further momentum lower. We've kind of run into a bit of a brick wall, as you can see, and these prices have really kind of bounced off their lows. So I suppose not that much clarity, really. Indecision against the dollar Swiss up at the significant highs, consolidation in the dollar CAD, along with a bit of a pullback off the lows in the New Zealand and the Aussie, same particular dynamic. Now, we can still look for dollar strength, but we've got to be quite selective in terms of, now, apart from a two, three hour round trip of extreme volatility, we've not really done much. So it's kind of back to the drawing board for us a little bit in terms of the dollar strength trade. You know, we've got to see these prices, you know, struggle to make new highs, and then we need to see sort of structural failure trades to the downside. That would just give us a little bit more confidence in the trade. So that's the yen. So moving on to the commodities, everything saw a bit of a strong rally yesterday, and this was the pretty significant rally in crude oil. Now, I suppose it's worth mentioning we had crude oil inventories yesterday as well. So coming in actually weaker than expected, increasing demand for crude oil. And we had a statement as well from OPEC saying that demand looks like it's increasing going into 2026. So they may be able to increase supply for that to meet demand as well, which is it's a mildly positive dynamic for crude oil in terms of price, which is why it's a negative figure, but it's green in color. Okay, so Australian economy unemployment numbers were still at 4%. We've kind of rallied. The lows for the Australian economy were actually back here a couple of years ago. We were as low as 3.4. So look, I mean, we're seeing elevated unemployment numbers, but nothing of any major concern. Historically, pretty low. It's just that weakness in the pound, and there's no reason why that wouldn't play out for the pound as well. So if there's an opportunity to sell the pound, we can certainly look at that. With our retail sales numbers later on, expected to be, you know, kind of positive market numbers. Nothing of any major interest tomorrow. So going back to the commodities, big, strong, sizable rally. Further upside now for gold with a weaker dollar. So we're now sitting at those highs. Let's just say it's uncomfortable price action. It's not quite, if we were breaking out above the 27.21, which we might end up doing pretty soon, that would be sort of a better trade maybe. Because there is 27.21 level does represent strong resistance. So the S&P, so this is where we're getting the strong rally. This is the this is where this trade is really coming to the fore. Strong bounce off the lows. So now we're coming to that decision-making point again. Let's take these highs. So when we get to these levels, we're looking for, can we get a structural failure trade off at these levels? and on each occasion we can. So we're now that far away. So if prices continue to rally and we get a structural failure trade, can we? I mean, we're staring into a really positive market reaction to really not an awful lot on. We saw 10 basis point improvement on the core CPI number. It's not enough to really change this dynamic. We're still seeing elevated inflation on the headline inflation number. So I don't know. It's difficult for us to get too excited about the move. We'll see. We'll do some analysis on the Magnificent Seven, see if there's potential further upside there. Dow Jones, this is still only represents a bit of a pullback from the lows. So we, for now, can still be perhaps a little bit more bearish than bullish, but we will wait and see. This is the price action, really, in markets like the Nikkei. Just horrible, horrible price action there. Very easy to get sort of chopped up in that. And then the German DAX. I mean, this is what the German DAX is doing. An economy which is not performing particularly well, with significant political issues and concerns. Yesterday, really strong rally and continuation again today. So unfortunately, the option with the DAX is to buy all-time highs. Not that there's been better opportunities in other markets for sure. So so yesterday we had mixed market conditions going into that, which just meant we weren't really able to load up on anything as we await CPI numbers. So let's just amend this just briefly. Obviously, any questions, guys, don't hesitate. Feel free to post them into the chat box. However, mixed market conditions as markets await. Okay, firstly, we have to, from a sentiment perspective, refer to it as risk on market conditions as markets react to risk on market conditions as markets overreact to US CPI inflation numbers. I think we could probably just leave it there. We think it's a bit of an overreaction. As a result, right, we didn't get that dollar strength post CPI move that we were looking for. In fact, we saw the exact opposite, and we didn't get any indice weakness. So this is an either or situation. Because we've got this risk on in the indices. We've either got a dollar strength trade, which we would gladly look to get involved in, or potentially a US indices strength trade, because they're normally negatively correlated. That's why we want to kind of choose one or the other. And then crude oil is an interesting one. So it's one of these market dynamics where if you are in doubt, stay out until you get a little bit more clarity in terms of what you're comfortable doing. And that really seems to be kind of where we're at currently. So we're now significantly higher, so we could see if there is a bit of an opportunity to sell crude oil at these higher prices. However, some of the market fundamentals have looked like they've shifted a little bit. So forecasts suggest inflation will creep higher, which is bad news for the Fed, which is likely to reinforce its risk-off market conditions, hence the trades above. I mean, that's still the case. However, we've seen, like we say, going back to our bath of inflation analogy, all we've really seen is we haven't seen the water be run free. We've just sort of taken a cup full of water out and say, look, there you go. We've got less inflation. So technically it's true, and it's not as much as what was initially expected, but it's still, there's still more inflation in that bath than there was last month. So yeah, that's why we're struggling with the, it just goes back to a case of, you know, if you are in doubt with these markets, you know, do stay out until you get a little bit more clarity. And that's really the position we're in. So if in doubt, stay out. Okay, and we will get those, you know, better market positions as well. Okay, so look, that's it's not the most compelling. We're just in this phase now where we saw what we saw yesterday with a really strong everything rally, risk on. It's just we can't help but call it as a bit of an overreaction. And we'll see if there's any sort of corrective move as the day unfolds. So I suppose that is the essence of today's trade plan. And we'll see if this opportunity begins to play out as the day unfolds. So there's our trade plan then into the chat box, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now to the European live trade room. In terms of, I mean, markets are reacting a little bit to this potential for a dovish Fed that will be able to cut rates. Like I said, it's on quite sketchy ground, but certainly risk on, indices rallying, dollar is weaker, or was weaker for a period yesterday, with those bond yields selling off and a bit of a rally in. So we are very much in this risk on market dynamic. We're just not sure for how long we'll actually stay there. And today will be very, very interesting to find that out. All right, and guys, listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them. And we'll see you next time. Good stuff. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.